And now we come to the letters to the Evening News. It's midsummer, and the letter writers to the Evening News appear in the main to have gone off on holiday. Take away the predictable peddlers of political point scoring, and as you know, we don't do politics, and there's not a lot left. So it's a sparse bunch this week.
How can we encourage the UK's young people to get off the sofa and get active? That's a question concerning many parents and teachers. Julie Lawrence of Norwich holds up a young Norwich runner as an inspiration to others. She writes, "A big well done to 8-year-old Henry Kerrison, the Eton Primary School pupil who has completed 100 park runs. This is an incredible achievement for one so young. I have always been told that today's youngsters spend all their time watching TV and playing video games, but it seems this is not the case. This young man's shining example should be used to inspire more young people to develop a love of physical exercise." And Henry gets a mention elsewhere in this week's Chatterbox.
We're told to expect a revolution in the home delivery of all sorts of goods, some even dropping out of the sky from drones. A unique same-day delivery service. Or is it? Mr. B.M. Osborne of New Cossey thinks not. He writes, "I read recently that Sainsbury's is to launch a trial of a same-day delivery service. I am 92 and I can confirm that this is not an original idea. As a child, on the way to school, we took the grocery order to the village shop and this was delivered the same morning. How's that for service?" Quite so, Mr. Osborne, and probably delivered by a lad on a bike.
Mr. T.C. Johnson of Chedgrave is one of many concerned with the disruption and cost of road improvements in the city. He writes, "I was appalled to read in the Evening News of a further waste of public money, £386,000 to carry out improvements to the yellow pedalway cycle route in the Hall Road area. Is this so that cyclists can continue to ride on the footpath and carriageway? Who are our city traffic planners? All the schemes carried out over the past 2 years have been abject failures. Postwick Hub, the avenues, the revamp work outside the Maidshead Hotel, etc. All they have done is make life intolerable for the motorist at horrendous expense. Recently, I returned to my office at 7 p.m. to find that St. Andrew Street had been closed, with no notification or warning. I and my fellow motorists would love to meet these so-called planners for a face-to-face discussion, with a view to making them responsible for all the public money wasted to achieve nothing but misery and chaos for Norwich motorists."